And joining us on the line, talking about nutrition, Dr. Dom Kondo from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. Hello, Dom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, look, we're really good and we're a little bit excited for you because you're about to fly out for a lovely little week away and you're preparing yourself.
Yeah, I am. Well, it's bye week for us next week, which is very exciting. And also my students are on exam study week. So perfect opportunity for me to get out of here and get some sunshine. I'm actually going to Bali, which has been in years. Very excited.
How awesome.
It is awesome. I won't lie, I'm a little bit nervous. The good old Bali belly. That's why it creeps in. So I'm a little bit nervous. But yes, we're trying to prepare ourselves as best we can.
Well, Dom, how do we prepare ourselves for a situation that could end up with a bit of a tricksy tummy?
I mean, the thing is, everyone's travelling so much more now and travelling to places that they probably haven't been to for quite some time. You know, a lot of Asian countries, South American countries have just got such different foods, different bacteria around. So what we really have to do is look after our gut health. And I mean, this is so important for us here anyway, especially getting into winter. But we really want to try and get in some good gut bacteria so we can try and get that gut microbiota a bit diversified and ready for some of the things that it may not be very used to. So I have been on the probiotic, eating foods high in pre and probiotics to get myself ready. You know, I'll continue throughout winter anyway.
Right. I was going to say, because the other option that is head to the Fitzroy Market.
Exactly right. I mean, I live near Victoria Street in Melbourne, so it's similar anyway. You know?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Head out to the markets and eat something that probably could be a bit dodgy. That'll get you sorted. No, but we've talked about probiotics before, Dom. Are there, like, we don't have to mention, obviously, brand names, but, you know, in the fridge, out of the fridge, what one's the best one? Do we need 8 gazillion types of bacteria? You know, the Yakults, the capsules.
Well, there's so many lactobacillus something of blah, blah.
Yeah, there are so many. And I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's probiotics and there's also prebiotics. So prebiotics are really, really important as well. And for people that don't really understand the difference, the probiotics are essentially the live bacteria themselves. So they're the things that are found in food or supplements that, you know, can really help with our gut health and has a lot of health benefits. The prebiotics are essentially the food for the probiotics. So they feed the good bacteria and they're made from like a certain sort of fiber or a carbohydrate that we actually can't digest. But they get those numbers, the bacteria, up in the gut. So essentially, you really want to try and have a nice mix. And you can get prebiotics from a lot more, in a variety of foods than what you can probiotics. I think probiotics, you probably do need to get a good supplement in to get those high numbers and the diversity of bacteria. But you can get the prebiotics from a lot of food. So we've got to make sure we're getting that in food-wise. And then get a supplement in for our probiotic.
All right, Dom, we'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll talk about what foods and what probiotics and prebiotics.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about biotics, pre and pro, after this here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9.